got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Today, obviously being February the 1st.
Yes.
And the first week we kind of...
You haven't pinched or punched me.
Well, I am not seven. So I did consider, of course, pinch or punch. And I did see you before midday, which I'm not sure if is a government ruling that you can't pinch and punch someone before after midday.
Sure.
On the first of the month. I wasn't willing to risk it all.
Okay.
To pinch and punch.
Understood.
A colleague.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
You're a man that abides by rules. Yeah. I understand.
And so I've kind of figured it out. That, especially over the last few years, I don't know if it's just me, because Christmas leave or holiday leave, whatever you do, I've never had a consistent amount of time off.
No.
Over the last couple of
years. We've moved different areas.
It's confusing.
Moved companies. Like, it's always interesting to see what time off you're going to get.
And for me, in particular, the last 5 years, January has just felt a complete write-off.
Right. I think that's just getting older, though. Like, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Like,
well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, but it seems like it's more generally accepted by society, whether it's just across Geelong and the Surf Coast, that people go, I will not do nothing in January.
Yeah. Don't come for me. Don't ask me to do things.
No.
I'm still working on my Christmas bod.
Yeah. Like, it's not fair of me to expect anything from anyone until today.
I had someone say to me yesterday, on the 31st of January, Happy New Year. I was like...
That's a whole other conversation.
Mate.
Because, now tell me if this is wrong. Are we treating January like a trial month of a subscription?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, is January the 1 month trial at the gym that we don't use?
Uh-huh.
And we go, you know what? Nah, it's February, now I'm going to do it. Or I'm going to start, or if you're like, whether it's a streaming service, you're like, no, I'm going to start paying for it and now I'm going to really get into it.
It's the 1 month trial where you don't have the option to opt out afterwards.
Yeah, no, there is no opt out.
They're like, we'll give you 1 month free.
Right.
You don't have to use it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But once it hits February, you're paying for it. Make it count.
Yeah, because now my brain is going, all right, nah, I've got to figure out, like, all right, what are the weekly dinners going to be for the next few weeks? All right, where am I going? What do I need to do?
You've only got 11 months left of the year to make it count.
Time is a ticking. It's essentially Christmas.
Sure.
So it is kind of a trial month now, and now we've got through that. Now it's deal or no deal time. I've got the case. Whoever the man is going, what do you think it's in it? Now I've got to figure out the money. That's how I'm perceiving 2023 so far.
A lot of analogies being thrown around.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm best known for. I'm not really known for it at all. But there you go. Trial month's over.
Yes.
We're in the real deal now. Now you're binging. Now you're watching Stan. Now you're on Netflix. Now you're not using the gym. You've got to hit it hard, okay? Do you want another analogy?
Is this when we start actually trying for the show?
Oh, no.
Sure.
We're using your email address now as a second trial account.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, I think it's going to sound a little bit more complicated than it seems. It's a simple question, but I want to break it down. I was watching an Instagram reel the other day, and it was these two people having a disagreement on something to do with your birthday. And I'll use the example. The other week, Jess, I had my 30th birthday. So I'm 30 years old and I've been, like, I've had 30 years.
On the planet. Mm-hmm.
The argument I heard online was that one person was saying, well, technically, you've been alive for 30 years, but it's your 31st birthday. Well, not year, 31st birthday, because when you're born, it's your day of birth, a.k.a.
Right.
Your birthday. And when you turn one, it's your first birthday.
This is what my grandparents always said to me, and I never understood it, because they would say, yeah, it's your 31st year of life, so you should celebrate your 31st birthday.
Mm.
And I was like, you're wrong, though.
Baba, Delo, someone's not taking their medication.
You're only 30. Yeah. But, yeah, that's how they did it back in Macedonia.
Now, you're a super fan of birthdays. Love celebrating them.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this? Because that's what I was saying before. I know that you have so much love and passion about birthdays, whether it's your own or people around you, but this has nothing to do with specifically anyone's individual birthday.
When you're born...
Is that a birthday?
That's not a birthday. That's your day of birth. And then a year later, you have your first birthday. Why are you silent?
I'm just offering the conversation because I was like, I mostly agree with what you've just said. When you turn one, that's your first birthday. But then technically, your first birthday also hypothetically could be the day you're born. I know. 5222 3 2 9 5 5. When is your first birthday?
There is not one person that lives in Geelong and the Surf Coast right now that thinks that that is the case. It's wrong. Your day of birth is not your first birthday.
I don't know how you feel though. 5222 3 2 9 5 5. Is your first birthday the day you're born or the day you turn one? Amy in Newcomb, you're not happy with this chain of thought. Tell us about what you're thinking when it comes to your first birthday.
My brain is exploding. I have synapses that I never knew I had. This is out of control. I thought, it was always, when you turn one, that was your first birthday. But now I'm reevaluating my whole existence. Have I been doing it wrong for 42 years?
No, Amy, you have not been doing it wrong. You are not 43, you're 42.
But technically, right, the day you're born is your day of birth, your birthday. It's the first one you've ever had.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm reevaluating.
It doesn't, Jess. It literally changes nothing about.
No, it does because then I'd be 32, not 31. So
yeah, but you're still alive for that. When you die, whenever that may be, you're still going to die at the same time you did if you're 31, 32, or 13. You know.
Nah, my brain's hurting just like Amy's.
The only issue that I foresee with this is that nobody wants to sound like they're older than they are.
Oh, when you're 17, I disagree. True. Amy, you know what? Because we broke your brain, we're going to give you that double pass to see the Magic Mike special preview screening next Wednesday at the Reading Cinema's Warren Ponds, okay?
So amazing. Thank you guys so much.
You're
and
welcome.
Thanks for ruining my life.
Yeah. All right.
Anytime.
Could have left that last bit out there. We've got Michelle in Wallington. Michelle, what do you think? When's your first birthday?
Definitely once you've been on the planet for 12 months.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Someone with brains, Michelle. I appreciate it.
You're looking at me like this is how I feel. I'm just offering that perspective, Jess. Michelle, is it something that you're just like, no ifs, no buts, no coconuts, this is that?
Yeah, no buts. And then when you turn, when we turn one in Australia, we have usually a big celebration, but that would technically be your second birthday and that's just all wrong.
Yeah, it is all wrong. But how is it your second birthday? What, you've only been on the planet 1 year.
But from what you're both sounding like, it's just how it sounds is what's both upsetting you, not what it actually is or could be.
But you can't be one when you haven't been here for 365 days.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. I appreciate that.
This is very people are very defensive. I quite like this. And we've got Olivia in Banno on the phone. What do you feel about this, about your first birthday, Olivia?
I'm the same. You have to be 1 year around the sun before
you
celebrate it.
Right.
Olivia, you've got a really interesting theory about this, though.
Because it's like any other celebration or any other anniversary, isn't it? So the day that you get married, that's not your first wedding day kind of thing.
You don't celebrate the day, specifically with the wording birthday, like your day you're born.
Yeah, so your wedding day.
I can't wait for my wedding date. Like that doesn't.
What?
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like you don't celebrate it.
But that's what I mean. Like on your wedding day, it hasn't.
I don't know.
You're not celebrating your first wedding anniversary on your wedding day.
Well, it's my first wedding.
Exactly.
I don't know how many more I'm going to have.
So Olivia, I think you're a genius and you've just destroyed any other hope of this theory holding out.
Yeah, that's all we've got time for. I'm just, I was just offering a different perspective and it seems that several women are not okay with this. So I apologise.
What? Yeah, why was it all just women?
I don't know. They just like to yell at me. That's what happens on this show.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, I have got a little life hack that I want to share with a certain group of individuals here in Geelong and the Surf Coast. For those who don't know this about me, my partner Akshay and I have been together for about 4.5 years now. And for the last, year and a bit, I've been waiting for that question to be popped, which I've not made Like, I'm not quiet about it by any means.
I agree.
And I've found that in our relationship now, for the next, I'm hoping, at least few months at least.
Oh, jeez.
I will be able to use this tactic.
To do what?
I have a loophole to get out of doing whatever I don't want to do.
Okay.
So just say, for instance, my partner Akshay and I are sitting on the couch and he's like, hey, I'd really like a drink. Do you reckon you could go grab me a drink?
Well, firstly, if that was me, I'd turn to him and say, is something wrong with your legs? Something wrong with your legs? Get your own damn water.
I started saying, I'm sorry, I think you have me confused. You're on the girlfriend package. If you'd like a drink, you can upgrade to the wife package anytime. And it gets me out of everything, Tim. It's magic. It is a magic word because he laughs it off and then he goes and gets himself a drink. And it happens all the time. I'll be like, he'll be like, oh, hey, do you reckon, could you make my lunch for tomorrow? I'm like, oh, actually, making lunches is in the wife package. So,
are you dating a six-year-old? Does he need a lunchbox?
And if waking up and making the bed in the morning, that's the wife package. So if you'd like to upgrade to the wife package, you can upgrade any time. I'm happy to do that. I'm signing myself up to all these things in the wife package.
Can I just give you a bit of friendly advice?
Yeah.
I think if you keep doing this over a period of time, you're right, you're going to get out of something.
Yeah.
A relationship. Because that's going to run...
He always laughs it off. He thinks it's hilarious. Like, yeah, he thinks it's a great joke.
And he turns and cries. The tear goes down his cheek.
Well, if he wants to stop crying, he can upgrade to the wife package, Tim.
No, you're right.
Because the girlfriend package is like a base level. Like, that's, he's getting a trial. And then, like, there'll be the, you know, the fiancé package, obviously, before the wife package, which he doesn't know about yet. But the wife package is the upgrade.
Yep. It's the classic real life example of how do you get a nail into a brick? You shatter the brick.
What do you mean?
You're just destroying this poor boy.
But you'll be laughing. I'll be the one laughing when I have the ring on my finger and he's upgraded to the wife package.
This has nothing to do with me. Why am I not laughing?
I don't know. If you are out there and you're waiting for your partner to propose, just introduce him to the wife package.
Yeah. Smash that brick.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
For the first time in 2023, let's do this.
K-Rock. Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim, it's back again for 2023. 60-second celebrity. I today have got 60 seconds to guess the celebrity that you are thinking of.
Yep. So, obviously, we are aware. There are a lot of celebrities in the world. But
we have a lot of rules to narrow that down.
Yep. So, you've got 60 seconds. You can only use yes or no questions. My turn this week is to obviously know the celebrity that you'll be guessing.
Yeah.
Is to know enough about them to hopefully be able to point you in the right direction. And you've got a maximum of 3 guesses.
They have to be a celebrity, obviously, that the other person would know.
Yes.
So, is this one I'm going to actually know?
But them's the rules.
Okay.
So take your headphones off, Jess, and I'm going to tell. All right. Today's 60-second celebrity is Eddie Murphy. All right. Yeah, cool. Come back. Good girl.
Excellent.
All right. Your time will start after the first question, Jess. Good luck to you, mate.
Am I female?
No.
Am I male?
Well, yes.
Well, you never know. I could be non-binary. Am I an actor?
Yeah.
Am I also a musician?
No.
Am I more famous for TV?
No.
More famous for movies?
Yeah.
Have I been in the movie this year?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, was I in a movie last year?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not fully up to date.
Okay, oh God.
30 seconds.
Am I a brunette?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I English?
No.
American?
Yes.
Okay.
20 seconds.
God. Oh, God. American actor. Hasn't been in a movie in the recently.
Brown hair.
Oh, God. That's not specific
15
enough.
15 seconds.
Am I, oh, God, Chris Pine? I don't know any other actors.
5 seconds.
Who's the bloke with the face?
Oh, him. No, it's not him either.
Don't know. Harry Styles. No, he's not even American. The Rock? He hasn't got hair.
No.
Oh, God.
Jess, today you were Eddie Murphy.
Oh, come on.
You were Eddie Murphy.
He's in a movie. Literally, it's come out on Netflix this week.
I don't know. That's what I said. I wasn't enough in it. And initially
You're
I was...
a dog.
No. Initially I was going to do Zac Efron, but then you mentioned him earlier in the show and I got all Zac Efron shy. And I was like, oh, I can't do Zac Efron anymore. But Eddie Murphy's in the news because of the Puss in Boots movie that was recently out from the Shrek series. He's like, hey, why isn't there a donkey movie?
Oh.
That's why he's making news this week. Okay, not for whatever crappy Netflix movie he's in.
He's in a Netflix movie with like Jonah Hill.
Cool. Good for him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hate this game again.
I really think that this is your year. And look, again, we mentioned it earlier, this week doesn't count.
Yeah.
So,
no, good. All right.
There you go.
Next week, you guess for 60 seconds.
Yeah, I will. And like I did last year, I'll probably get it.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we're talking on 52232955 about the grossest thing you found in your kitchen after a woman on TikTok in Sydney opened up her coffee machine drip tray and found maggots.
Just not ideal, no.
No, I'd be throwing the machine away. I don't know why. She was asking, hey, guys, how do I clean this? Mm. And I would be saying, hey, who wants to come pick up a free coffee machine?
Yeah. Oh, you'd give it to someone. Just throw it out, you animal. Why would you put that on somebody?
Well, no, if someone else wants to clean it out, let them do that. That's fine.
I can't wait to say that on my marketplace. Slightly used, tiny maggoty kind of smell and vibe, $20. You'd still put it up for $2.50. I have a vivid memory just quickly before we go to the phones. It wasn't in the kitchen, but it was a kitchen item. I was looking for something in like a pantry in the laundry, like a cupboard in the laundry.
Sure.
And for some reason, there was an old cantaloupe in there, or rock melon, or whatever you call it. And I was like, what's that doing there? Because like a cousin must have put it there as a fun game of hide the cantaloupe. Yeah. And I put my hand to grab it. And it was almost like putting it through bubble bath foam. It had been there that long. It was like, I can feel it still. Cade is in Geelong. Cade, what's the most disgusting thing, gross thing you found in your kitchen?
So not me specifically, but what company I used to work for, we did installs on dishwashers. Now, the pump had failed 3 months before and we had to install a new dishwasher and taken off the discharge pipe. It just got flicked in the face with thick, greasy chunda.
Chunda.
Water, food and everything else.
You know when you stick your hand in the sink after you've done the dishes and you're reaching for the little plug and you feel all that leftover
slimy
stuff?
Rice
like that's
stuff,
what he got hit in the face with.
Nah, much worse than that.
Yeah, it had been there for 7 years. Kate, that's... Yuck. That's not good. Okay, we've also got Dylan and Newcomb. Dylan, what was the grossest thing you found in your kitchen?
So about 2 weeks after I moved from my mum's place into my own place, so I was in the middle of rearranging stuff, so I thought, why not move my fridge? So I was feeding my cat in the kitchen. So she's actually pushed her little dinner tray underneath the fridge. I didn't even know about it. And I go and find it after moving my fridge. I knew something smelled. So I was trying to figure out where it was coming from. So I figured out that's what the smell was. So it was like a fishy kind of saucy one. Stunk. Like 2 weeks in my new place.
I mean, those things never smell good even when you open them fresh.
So
like,
it's
I
that cat food just
that
sitting in a bowl.
Mushy cat food.
Kicked under it, so like you just couldn't see it and couldn't find it, and it just marinated.
Yeah. it was a lot. It was even a lot worse than one time we had lamb hearts that go in the fridge and it ended up in a cupboard. So.
Oh, God.
You know what, Dylan?
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.